Please open your Bible, Psalm 139, verse 23. Psalm 139, verse 23. I'd like to preach a message entitled Presumptuous Sins. Psalm 139, verse 23. Do you lack power with God? You pray and nothing seems to happen. You witness and nothing seems to happen. You battle the world, the flesh, and the devil, and you lose more than you win. Well, brethren, it is never God's will that God's people be without the blessing and the power of God on their life. If you have ever known what it is to have God's blessing and God's power on your life, and then know what it is to have not God's blessing, God's power, you will know the misery of powerless living. We are going to notice two things. Number one, what are presumptuous sins? And then number two, what can you do about presumptuous sins? Do you truly want God's blessing, God's power on your life and ministry? Then you must not be under the dominion, under the controlling power, the rule and reign of your old sin nature that you sin presumptuously against the Lord. Psalm 139, verse 23, the psalmist said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Now, I wonder how many of you would be willing to pray that prayer. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. I trust that is your heartfelt attitude this evening. Father, I pray that you'll search our hearts. If there is something in our lives that is not right, I pray that the Spirit of God will put His finger on it and that we would be willing to confess and forsake that known sin. We ask these things in Jesus' name. By way of introduction, let me say this. All sin is ugly in God's sight. Whether it is the sin of abortion, adultery, cheating, lying, stealing, rape, murder, bitterness, anger, worry, prayerlessness, etc., 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 all sin is ugly in the sight of God Almighty. However, I have come to believe that the sin of presumption is one of the ugliest sins in God's sight. But you say, preacher, why do you believe that? Why do you believe that the sin of presumption is one of the ugliest sins in God's sight? Well, the sin of presumption is one of the ugliest sins in God's sight because it is deliberate disobedience toward God. It is being disobedient toward God in a willful fashion on the part of the child of God. You see, folks, the child of God knows. He knows what the Bible says about certain sins in his life. He knows what the Bible teaches about certain sins in his life. But he thinks God's going to make an exception in his case. Perhaps the greatest hindrance to revival among God's people today is the sin of presumption. Well, notice number one, what are presumptuous sins? It is when a person sins thinking nothing will surely happen to him. It's when a person says, "I have gone this long in my sin and nothing has happened to me yet. God is not suddenly going to panic and do something about it." That's presumption. It is the sin that banks on the success in the past. It has the idea that since God hasn't judged me yet, He probably won't judge me at all. It is the behavior that presumes on the goodness of God. Since God has been good to me in the past, He will be good to me in the future even though I don't do right. It is the behavior that presumes on the forgiveness of God. Since God forgave me the last time I sinned, and it is apparent that He did nothing about my sin, He'll do nothing the next time I sin. That too is presumption. It is the Christian who sits where you are today, and the preacher gets up and says, "Do right, do right, do right." And in your heart you say to yourself, "Preacher, I have not done right. Nothing has happened to me yet." You must not know what you're talking about. That's presumption. Listen, folks. Anytime you do wrong and you know it, but you have the attitude, "God won't judge me, I'll get by with my sin one more time," you're presuming that God Almighty will do absolutely nothing about your sin. That's presumption. Well, you are standing on thin ice. It is dangerous to play around with sin. It will rob you of God's blessing, God's power on your life and ministry. What am I talking about? I'm talking about those besetting sins in your life as a child of God. I'm talking about those sins that you each know about, that God the Holy Spirit has dealt with you over and over and over again with, that you just can't seem to get the victory over. I'm talking about the wrong type of music that you're listening to as a child of God. The dirty magazines and the dirty books that you're reading. The ungodly television shows that you're looking at with this nudity and profanity. The lying tongue and the unthankful spirit. I'm talking about the sin of bitterness, anger, worry, prayerlessness, lust, pride, covetousness, cheating, stealing, etc., etc., etc. It's the one that the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to you about right now. It's the one that the Holy Spirit of God has dealt with you over and over and over again ever since the new birth. It is the sin that you just can't seem to get the victory over. If I'm not mistaken and you are honest with God, you would have to confess before God Almighty that there is a sin or several sins that have dominion over you today, and you have presumed that God Almighty will do absolutely nothing about your sins. That is not the God of the Bible. God will judge your sins of presumption. You say, preacher, now why do you believe that? Why do you believe that God will judge my sins of presumption? God will judge our sins of presumption because He loves us. Remember Hebrews 12:6, the Bible says, for whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth. Hebrews 12:11, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness. You sin presumptuously against God when you deliberately disobey Him. When you think to yourself, God won't judge me. When you think you can get by with your sin one more time. Willful disobedience toward God will affect the blessing and the power of God on your life. Now, you're not going to do in private what you think will not be seen in public eye, and it not rob you of God's blessing and God's power in your life. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the ungodly videotapes and DVDs that you are watching in the privacy of your home, in the privacy of your bedroom. I'm talking about the ungodly websites that you are visiting from time to time in the privacy of your study. I'm talking about the ungodly music that you're listening to in the privacy of your automobile. I am talking about your very thoughts. You say, now wait just a minute, preacher. You have gone far enough. What I do in the privacy of my home, in the privacy of my bedroom, in the privacy of my study, in the privacy of my automobile, and in the privacy of my mind is my business. And no one in all the world has the right to tell me what to do and what not to do in my home, in my bedroom, in my automobile, in my study, and in the secrecy of my mind. Not even God Almighty has the right to tell me what to do and what not to do as a child of God. Well, I beg to differ with you, my dear Christian friends. I have already searched the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and nowhere in the Word of God does God give His children permission to sin. Not in your home, not in your bedroom, not in your study, not in your automobile, not even in the privacy of your mind. Did you know you do not have to steal to sin? All you need is a covetous heart. Did you know you do not have to commit the act of adultery to sin? All you need is a dirty mind, a filthy mind, Jesus said in Matthew 5:28. Whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. The same thing goes true for the ladies. Whosoever looketh on a man to lust after him hath committed adultery with him already in her heart. Well, don't you want God's blessing, God's power on your life and ministry? I want God's blessing and God's power on my life and ministry. I need God's blessings on my studies. I need God's power on my preaching. Well, you need to memorize Ezekiel 11:5. God says, I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. Now you need to personalize that. Ezekiel 11:5, God says, I know the things that come into your mind, Norman, every one of them. If you want the blessing of God in your studies, if you want the power of God in your preaching, you need to keep a clean mind. You need to keep a pure mind because I know the things that come into your mind, Norman, every one of them. I never come to learn anything about you. I am everywhere present in all places at all times. Well, brethren, God knows everything about you. He never comes to learn anything. He is everywhere present in all places at all times. Listen to the Bible. Hebrews 4:13, neither is there any creature that is not manifested in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of God. Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Ezekiel 8:12, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancient house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his own imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. Many of you have already lost God's blessing, God's power on your life and ministry, and you don't even know it. Take heed. Proverbs 1:25 through 31, God said, ye have said in not all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will have answer. They'll seek me early, but they shall not find me. Why? For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. What is God saying? God is simply saying this. Ye have said it not all my counsel. What's that? The preacher gets up and says, do right, do right, do right. And in your heart you say to yourself, preacher, I have not done right. Nothing has happened to me yet. You must not know what you're talking about. Well, ye have said it not all God's counsel and with none of His reproof. What's that? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. The Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. The Bible tells you what to believe. It is profitable for reproof. It tells you when you're wrong. It is profitable for correction. It tells you how to get right. It is profitable for instruction in righteousness. It tells the child of God how to stay right, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Well, the child of God knows. He knows what the Bible says about certain sins in his life. He knows what the Bible teaches about certain sins in his life, but he thinks God's going to make an exception in his case. That is not the God of the Bible. Well, young people, let's take the act of obeying and honoring your parents tonight. In Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother. Well, you know what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6. You know what the Bible teaches in Ephesians chapter 6. Yet when your parents tell you not to do something, you go behind their backs and you do it anyway. And that is not right. Now, for example, your parents won't let you watch something bad on TV, so you go over to your friend's house and you watch it anyway, presuming that God will do absolutely nothing about your sin. Well, the same thing is true with the ungodly music that you're listening to. Your parents say something like this: don't listen to that. Don't listen to that ungodly music. It does not honor God. It does not please God. It does not glorify God. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. So don't listen to that ungodly music. You are simply giving place for the devil to work in your life. So you go over to your friend's house and you listen to the ungodly music anyway, presuming that God will do absolutely nothing about your sin. Well, did you know when you disobey your parents, you are in reality disobeying your Heavenly Father? It is no wonder you have no blessing or power of God in your life today as a young person. God knows. God knows everything about you. Well, brethren, let's take tithing for example. Well, you know what the Bible says about tithing. You know what the Bible teaches about tithing. Yet when financial trouble comes, you begin to rationalize in your mind how it is all right to use God's tithe to pay your bills. And you are presuming that God Almighty will do absolutely nothing about your sin of thievery. That is not the God of the Bible. God will judge your sin of thievery. Malachi 3:8, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Mark it down. God will laugh at your financial calamity when it comes. He'll mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh, it's desolation and destruction cometh, it's a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will have answered. They'll seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. God Almighty is not going to answer your cry for help. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, listen to the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is there heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. What is the Bible saying? The Bible is simply saying this, folks. If there is a sin in your life tonight and you know it, and that's the key, you know it, and you're not willing to abandon it, that is, you're not willing to confess and forsake that known sin, you can pray and pray and pray until you are blue in the face, and God Almighty is not obligated to hear or answer your prayer. So what does that mean, preacher? Simply means this. You'll pray for your loved ones to be saved. God is not obligated to hear or answer your prayer. You'll pray for the power of God in your life. God will not hear. God will not answer. You'll pray for the power of God in your pastor and your pastor's wife. God will not hear. God will not answer. You'll pray for your financial needs to be met. God will not hear. God will not answer. Why? Because of the presence of sin in your life that you know about. Because of the impurity in your heart that you know about. So go ahead and embrace that sin, that sinful act, that sinful behavior. Go ahead and cherish that sin in your life that you know about tonight, and you'll have no power with God in your prayer life. Or do you truly want God's blessing, God's power on your life and ministry? Then you must not be under the dominion, under the controlling power, under the rule and reign of your own sin nature that you sin presumptuously against the Lord. You say, preacher, is there hope for me tonight? Yes, there is hope for you tonight. That is number two. What can you do about presumptuous sins? Well, the very first thing that you must do is repent of your wicked way by confessing and forsaking all known sin in your life. In other words, you need to have your sins washed away. Remember 1 John 1:9, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And don't go on in your sins of presumption against the Lord. You'll be tempted to do that, but don't do that. Proverbs 28:13, the Bible says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Ezekiel 18:30, God says, therefore I will judge you, everyone, according to his own ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity or sin shall not be your ruin. The word repent means to change your mind, to change your mind about your sin, to change your way of living, to change your lifestyle. In other words, repentance is a change of mind leading to a change of direction. Do you see the progression here? There is something in your life tonight that is not right. The Spirit of God is speaking to you about it right now that you just can't seem to get the victory over, saying these things keep you from being clean, these things keep you from being pure, these things keep you from being right with God, and they are robbing you of God's blessing, God's power on your life and ministry. You say, preacher, there is something in my life. Well, you need to deal with it. You need to confess and forsake that known sin. Now that you are right with God, now that you are in fellowship with the Lord, the second thing you must do is judge sin in your life. In other words, you must not allow sin to tell you what to do and what not to do as a child of God. You need to take a very strong stand against sin. Romans 13:14, the Bible says, make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Philippians 3:3, have no confidence in the flesh. What am I saying? Please take your Bibles and look at Romans chapter 6, verse 1. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 this evening. Do you want to live a victorious life of the old sin nature that you have, that you sin not presumptuously against the Lord? In this text is the secret to living such a victorious life over sin. Notice the question Paul asked in verse 1. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? What was Paul saying? Paul was simply saying this. Why don't we just go on sinning that grace may abound? Now, when Paul is talking about sin here, he is talking about the rule and reign of the old sin nature that you have. You could ask the same question this way. Should we remain under the dominion of the old sin nature that grace may abound? Should we remain under the controlling power of the old sin nature that grace may abound? Should we remain under the rule and reign of the old sin nature that grace may abound? Now, that is the question. Notice the answer that he gave us in verse 2. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So what was Paul saying? He was simply saying this. For the child of God to remain under the dominion of his old sin nature is not right. For the child of God to remain under the controlling power of his old sin nature is not right. For the child of God to remain under the rule and reign of his old sin nature is simply not right. God has, by his own power, delivered us from the ruling power of sin once and for all. And the Bible makes it very clear to us over there in Romans chapter 6, 11 through 14. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Well, you can clearly see from this passage of Scripture that God's promise to you tonight as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is that sin shall not have dominion over you. You no longer have to stay in sin. You no longer have to stay under the bondage of sin as a child of God. If you do, you choose to do it. You choose to do so because you have been set free. Don't you see? You have been set free from the dominion, from the controlling power, the rule and reign of the old sin nature once and for all. Not His presence, but His power to rule and reign in your life. You have a new nature. You have the very presence of the Holy Spirit of God living in you today as a child of God. Therefore, you have the power to turn off the old sin nature that you have. Listen, folks. When a Christian recognizes the fact that he is no longer under the bondage of sin, when he recognizes the fact he is no longer under the dominion of his old sin nature, when he recognizes the fact he is no longer to stay in sin, he can then begin to live a victorious life over sin. He can then begin to live a victorious life over the old sin nature that he has, that he sin not presumptuously against the Lord. Now, we have already noticed, number one, what are presumptuous sins. Anytime you do wrong and you know it, but you have the attitude, God won't judge me, I'll get by with my sin one more time, you are presuming that God Almighty will do absolutely nothing about your sin. That's presumption. We have noticed, number two, what can you do about presumptuous sins? The very first thing that you must do is repent of your wicked way by confessing and forsaking all known sin in your life. Now that you are right with God, now that you are in fellowship with the Lord, the second thing you must do is judge sin in your life. You must not allow sin to tell you what to do and what not to do as a child of God. You need to take a very, very strong stand against sin. Romans 13:14, make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Philippians 3:3, have no confidence in the flesh. What is the Bible teaching in Romans chapter 6? The Bible is simply teaching us that we no longer have to be controlled by sin. We no longer have to be controlled by the old sin nature that we have. We can yield ourselves to the controlling power of the Holy Spirit of God living in us. Brethren, you know what the Bible says about certain sins in your life? You know what the Bible teaches about certain sins in your life? And you cannot alter the Bible to suit your sins. Now, do you truly want God's blessing, God's power on your life and ministry? Well, then you must not be under the dominion, under the controlling power, the rule and reign of the old sin nature that you sin presumptuously against the Lord. So let me ask you something. Are you ready to confess and forsake all known sin in your life? Sad to say, some of you will continue in your sins of presumption against the Lord, and it will have robbed you of God's blessing, God's power on your life and ministry, and you don't have to live that way. If you do, you choose to do so. It is never God's will that God's people be without the blessing and the power of God on their lives. And if you've ever known what it is to have God's blessing, God's power on your life and ministry, and then know what it is to have not God's blessing, God's power in your life, you will know the misery a powerless living. The psalmist simply said, Psalm 139, verse 23, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Please bow your heads and close your eyes, and no one looking about. And just before I pray, let me say this. I'm talking about those besetting sins in your life as a child of God. I'm talking about those sins that you each know about, that God the Holy Spirit has dealt with you over and over and over again with, that you just can't seem to get the victory over. Have you been careless about sin in your life? Have you been presuming upon God's goodness? Have you been presuming upon God's forgiveness? Have you been presuming upon God's blessing, God's power in your life, despite your own carnal behavior? What sin doth hinder God's blessing, God's power on your life and ministry today? I wonder who would say, but the preacher, would you simply pray for me? I clearly see a sin or several sins that have dominion over me, and I have been presuming upon God. Preacher, just simply pray for me. Is there anyone like that? God bless you. God bless you.